He's not expected to be arrested today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump had predicted that, but the grand jury investigating him in New York City has another witness tomorrow. He again calls it all a witch hunt.
It's gone on forever with Russia, 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 and Ukraine, 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 and the Mueller hoax. It's an absolute disgrace. What's going on?
It's a potential campaign finance violation being investigated over hush money. Ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen paid to porn star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election to keep her quiet about her claims she had sex with Trump in the past. Yesterday, former Cohen advisor Robert Costello testified before the grand jury. He calls Cohen a liar on a revenge tour after going to jail.
I've listened to Michael Cohen stand in front of the courthouse and say things that are directly contrary to what he said to us.
I spoke to Cohen last night and he tells me, quote, if Bob Costello's comments were any more fantastical, he would be a best-selling fiction author. It is important to note I stated years ago that the payment was done at the direction of, in coordination with, and for the benefit of Donald.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. Japan's prime minister is taking a trip to Ukraine for talks as China's leader remains in Moscow for a second day of discussions with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
With the world watching for hints that China might provide weapons, Putin said Russia respects China's 12-point plan to end the war.
We have carefully studied your proposals and settling the acute crisis in Ukraine.
Ukrainian leaders say negotiations are a non-starter unless Russia makes a complete withdrawal from Ukraine, including Crimea.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Kids have the day off in Los Angeles. Public schools closed. Thousands of staffers are starting a three-day strike,
demanding a 30% pay hike, plus an additional $2 an hour in, quote, equity adjustments. The bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers, and other staffers also want more full-time work, equitable health care, and increased staffing levels.
That's Todd Pyro. America's listening to Fox News.
Independence. With that declaration, America was born. The founders of our great nation were inspired by a belief in the God-given rights of every human being. They understood the good that comes from exercising these rights well. America's founders chose independence, as we do. Hillsdale College accepts no government funding because independence makes the good to which we aspire possible. Find out more today at hillsdale.edu/independence. That's hillsdale.edu/independence.
President Biden has signed a bill that passed Congress in a rare way in this divided time, unanimously. It declassifies intelligence about the origins of COVID. Many Republicans believe the virus leaked out of a Chinese lab. The FBI and Energy Department have assessed that's likely, but the Biden administration insists there's no consensus on that. The president also issued his first veto of a bill that aimed to undo a Biden administration policy change that reversed
a Trump-era ban that kept retirement plan managers from taking into account environmental, social, and governmental factors. Critics claim considering those issues bring political agendas into the discussion. The president said in issuing the veto, those matters should be part of determining rates because they can have an impact on investments. A two-thirds majority is needed in each chamber to override the president's veto. A slim House Republican majority and only two Democrats in the Senate favoring the restriction makes that threshold unlikely in either chamber. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
There's a bill in Idaho that has enough support to overcome a veto if the governor doesn't sign it. It would bring back the firing squad on death row.
Idaho lawmakers are looking to resume executions in the state, but there's a scarcity of lethal injection drugs. The legislature has now sent the governor a veto-proof bill to once again allow for executions done by firing squad, but only if the state can't obtain lethal drugs. Idaho previously had a firing squad option on the books, but it was never used. The only other states that allow for execution by several simultaneous shooters are Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Utah. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve today starts a two-day meeting that could lead to another interest rate hike. Ahead of that, stocks, futures are surging on Wall Street the day after big gains. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.